Let's take our hymn books and open to number 10. Number 10. Shall we stand as we sing? We were singing 1 Timothy 1:17, and that fits in here, doesn't it? And maybe it fits in the key of F or so, something like that. Now unto the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. Amen. Be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen.
Once more.
Now unto the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. Amen. Be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. When we sang that earlier this week, I said that we used to sing that down in the village with the boys, and we sang it as a round. And they would think about how we had done that, so perhaps we could try it again. Well, I didn't. But when we sang His Kingdom is Forever, that came back to me. I'll try to remember, if you care, to work on that. Maybe we could try it. But once more, could you play a C major chord on that last amen? I mean the penultimate amen, please, so I can wail away. Okay. Now unto the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. Now unto the King eternal, immortal, invisible, be unto the King eternal, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. Amen. Be honor and glory forever and ever.
The King, all glorious,
number one. established his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom ruleth over all, we read in Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, all his works in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Bless the Lord and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. So the Lord's prepared his throne in the heavens, it says. And he's also come to live in my heart and yours too. And he's brought heaven to our hearts. And when he comes to us by his Spirit, he wants to set up his throne right there. Right there in his heart, in our hearts, to rule and reign without a rival. We sing in one of our hymns, cast down every idol throne, reign supreme and reign alone. And as I was worshiping the Lord here, I don't know what you were saying, but I found myself saying, praise my soul, the King of heaven. And then praise my soul, the King of my heart, I crown you. And I was so thankful that we know Jesus within our hearts. Jesus our King, as we sing, my wonderful Savior, all of my life is given to you. Called attention to the mottos of Apostle Paul. That was his testimony. Christ is all and in all. And there too, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Sister Gerda was telling us about Peter's song. And I know at home she's told us that many times that joy unspeakable is Peter's song. But then she's told us of other songs, Peter's songs and Paul's songs. And tonight we sang Martin Luther's song. He used to get his men around him, come on, when things got tough, come on, brothers, let's sing our song, let's sing our psalm, Psalm 46. A mighty fortress is our God. I think they sang it in German, but it sounded pretty much the same to me anyway. But all those songs can be our songs. When Jesus reigns in our hearts, there's righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. And we can sing, a mighty fortress is our God. Luther wrote it, but he's our God. Our God, right? And we have joy unspeakable and full of glory. And we know Christ as our all. In fact, didn't we just sing in one of the meetings, all in all, Jesus is my all in all. And we know something about that too. Christ in you, the hope of glory. And how thankful we are that he has made himself real to us. Reference was made in one of the meetings of Psalm 113. And there it says, the Lord humbles himself to behold the things that are on earth and in the heavens. He stoops. Can you imagine that? We were out there the other night. Incredible, just incredible. Well, he's made it all, and he made you, and he made me. And this great God comes to live in our hearts. I remember a fellow coming to sing in our church, once a soloist, and he sang, how big is God? How great and wide his vast domain. To try to tell, these lips can only start. He's big enough to fill this mighty universe. It's small enough to live within my heart. Well, I don't know how to figure that kind of stuff out. It's just too great and wonderful. I'm not sure how small my heart is, because I don't think it means the pump in here. I guess there's a vast universe inside of each one of you. But anyway, it's still a wonderful thought that God fills all things and he fills me and you. Jesus comes. Jesus has come, we sing in another song, and my cup's overrun. I am so glad. And I think Brother Daniel had something he wanted to say to us too and sing for us. Please come.
Thank you. Before I sing, I think this afternoon when I heard a sister and a brother, they give the testimony, and just a thought come to me, and before I sing this song, I want to share with you. Particularly, Brother Eddie just mentioned the words there, the Christ in you, the hope of glory. I think that's in Colossians first chapter 1, 27. That's the second part. And I just sit there, I think about how God did particularly myself and my family and also all the Chinese brother and sister. Some of you I just met at camp. We never met before. But when I sit there and I want to encourage each other, particularly for Chinese brother and sister, sometimes I think we like a white branches. But God today connect us into this main, this inward life. I'm so thankful, how God can do it. As this word said, this is the mystery of God. That's Paul, Apostle Paul, indicate was hidden from ages and generation, but now in our age, God revealed it to all of us. And this mystery is like that word. The Christ in us, the hope of glory. So I just want to assure all of you, take a precious of what God has done in our life. I think about Sister Jenny. I don't know her until a couple of years, I think 10 years ago. Both of them passed away and then come here. They came here and we first met. And I realize they are the same church. Although I'm not used to join the Pearl Young Church at Taiwan, I'm just a young man, and our youth leader just take us sometime during the summertime, and we have opportunity to attend their summer camp. And I met so many saints, including a brother. Not Brother Gardiner, but Brother Evan a couple times in Taiwan. And also Sister Gerda, I mentioned to her that almost 36 or 37 years ago, when the first time I attended the evening meeting at a place they had a special meeting during the winter time, that's the Chinese New Year. And I went into that small chapel. Sister Gerda, so young, is playing the piano there. Or the organ or piano, I cannot remember. But 30 some years later, in camp, I met her again. And I full of awe about God's leading, about our life. We are His children, and He knows how to lead us and come to this kind of fellowship. So this song I want to sing tonight is called Christ in Me. Because my English sometimes is not so accurate. So I want to read it, and I hope of you can understand and can get into the words. Human voice maybe cannot express totally what God has for us, but this is what God said. This is my wonderful story. Christ to my heart has come. Jesus, the King of glory, find in my heart a home. Were there ever story so moving, story of love and pain? Was there ever bridegroom so loving, seeking our hearts to gain? I'm so glad I receive Him, Jesus, my heart dear King. I who so often had greeted Him, all to His feet would bring. The fourth stanza here said, how can I ever be lonely? How can I ever fall? What can I want if only Christ is my all in all? Now in His bosom, confiding, this my glad sound shall be. I am in Jesus abiding, Jesus abide in me. Chorus, Christ in me, Christ in me. Christ in me, oh wonderful story. Christ in me, Christ in me, Christ in me, the hope of glory. Let us worship God together when you listen.
asked Brother Daniel to sing. I remembered hearing him sing down in Maryland and here on a number of occasions. And I always enjoyed it. The richness of his voice and sincerity and genuineness of that experience just shines through. And then when he told me what song he was singing, I was so happy. I really liked that song, so thank you. That's a song that I hope is the song of every one of us. Can we sing it and know it to be true and rejoice in it? Rejoice in it tonight. Let's stand and sing that chorus. I think we know it now. Christ in me. This now in his bosom confiding, this my glad song shall be. I am in Jesus abiding, Jesus abides in me. Isn't that great? Let's sing the chorus once more.
Christ in me.
Thankful for Brother and Sister Luton being with us. And again, we're waiting to hear what the Lord has laid upon your heart for us, Brother Ed. Come.
Thank you.